Unit 8, page 74. Reading. Exercise 4.
Poachers arrested. Anti-poaching agents in Limpopo, South Africa, caught two poachers as they tried to kill lions at the Letaba River Wildlife Reserve Park last Sunday evening. The agents had received information about the planned attack and made plans of their own to catch the criminals in the act. Under a full moon, the poachers broke into the park where the agents were waiting. They jumped on the poachers as they approached the cages where the lions were kept for their own protection. After a short fight, in which one of the poachers used a knife, the agents were able to arrest the two men. One of the agents said that they had searched the men's bags and had found poisoned dead chickens and wire-cutting equipment. He explained how poachers throw the chickens to the lions, wait for the lions to eat the chickens, and then return when the animals are dead. He also said that the poachers could sell the dead animals for over $3,500. The poachers are now in jail awaiting trial. The prisoners are facing charges of attempted poaching, possession of a dangerous weapon, and attempted murder. If found guilty, they could go to prison for up to 10 years. An anti-poaching agent said he hoped this would be a warning to other poachers and help in their fight against one of their country's most serious problems. Caught red-handed. In another part of Limpopo, three rhino horn smugglers have been caught red-handed by members of the Limpopo Endangered Species Unit. The agents had received information the men were trying to sell the illegal item. As they approached the men's car, it drove away quickly, and a large item was thrown from the window. While one agent got the item, which turned out to be the horn, others chased and caught the three men. Two of the men, who are brothers, were already known to the agents. They had been arrested in 2014 for rhino poaching, but had not been sent to prison and were let go. This time, agents are hoping they will finally be sent to prison. They believe the horn comes from a rhino that was shot dead a week ago in a nearby area. Agents said they were going to send the horn for testing to see if they are right. Rhino poaching continues to be a huge problem in many southern African countries, as the demand for their horns increases around the world. But South African law officers are determined to protect the animals and are spending more money to catch those committing the crimes. An official from the Department of Environmental Affairs said that the situation was improving and that the number of rhino deaths in 2016 had fallen since the record number of over 1,200 in 2014. They also said they are using modern technology in their fight. One technique is to put a dye into the rhino's horns, which is poisonous for humans, but perfectly safe for the rhinos.